Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you have not yet heard about what's taking place in the nation, there's so much hope happening. And when things get darker, understand that the light's going to get lighter. And one of those things is trail life. And Jesus was the answer to mankind, but yet there was people that criticized Jesus and were critical of him. They called God Satan. You know, when Jesus is like, no, that's the answer.
Right.
So we have Trail Life that's just got launched. I guess January of this year, maybe somewhere around that. You know, it's dangerous to ask an exact time. Let me give a calculator out. And it is just like the Boy Scouts that are going today, but it's a Christian perspective of, you know, their theme of it is the greatest character building organization in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you are the troop master.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Pat used to be the master fabricator years ago when we was
allegedly.
Allegedly,
you're
right.
Reportedly, yes.
If you don't know this, just in case you don't know this, he is an amazing, talented man. And anyway, so I mean, he really is. He's done some amazing things.
Cook,
yeah, he even cooks.
Yes,
he used to cook. He does some creative stuff that we can't even talk about. All I know that when it fell on my office floor, my wife got upset.
I wonder why.
What was that? I was like, oh, that was hilarious. Can't talk about
that.
I don't know.
He
calls it a protein bar. Okay, so Trail Life, which you can find at TrailLifeUSA.com.
Org.
Maybe. Go to VFNTV.com, go to links. It's there for you. And it's just this momentum of people saying, you know, I love what the Boy Scouts have offered for years. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like they're losing their focus. Is there a way to re-grab that again? And I can't think of, you know, Seven and John Stemberger and Eagle Scouts from around the nation. And they came together in thousands. Within the first months, within the months, you know, started joining in, and all of a sudden there's troops, I think, in every state now. And I can't tell you the numbers because I wouldn't even plan on talking about it, but maybe 30,000 or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got started. It's moving so fast that the leadership's having to reboot. And I think that, you know, land's being given, camps are being given. The North Carolina camp has been given to Trail Life. Up there with Brett and Sharon. Give a big shout out to Brett and Sharon Holderbaum this morning in Denver, but in Aurora, Colorado, a whole 30, 40 acres of property's been given to Trail Life for, you know, boys and men to come from all around the nation to be able to go camping. And this is so us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's so cool because, you know, we don't have to come up with that $11.25 budget. Remember that?
Yeah.
Our very first prophecy. And we're going to be talking about today about how to respond to these difficult times. And, you know, that sometimes we can be approaching something physically. We need to be approaching it spiritually. But first, you know, talking about how this thing began with us, the prophecy, the Malachi mandate, is that we just stepped out. It was amazing. I talked to a few folks, literally, and said, what are you thinking about? And they said, absolutely nothing. And I said, well, then we got to do this thing.
Okay.
We got to do this.
All right.
And God so blessed us in our first one. It was at Fort Pickens, by the way, in Pensacola on the island.
Yeah.
Island, Pensacola Beach Island.
Yeah.
Which is the Fort Pickens. Yeah, that's where I started already.
Yeah.
And, but it's where Geronimo was held. It's the last place that he was held. And we don't have time to go into all those repentance. Anyway, so then God showed up, but he served us filet mignon. Remember that? Wrapped in bacon?
Oh, yeah.
We have filet mignon.
Wrapped in bacon.
We know God knows how to, men, you have to, you know, touch their bellies, right? Give them something good to eat. And I remember Chris's son, Christopher. That was he heard you know, Chris was fresh in the Lord, but prior to that, he was listening to White Nails or something. You know, Bent Nails, Rusty Nails or something like that.
Yeah.
Snake White. What was it?
Anyway.
They're all the same.
Something.
But all together, yeah.
Just got to pray. We're raising funds to remove this scratch on his arm. It's called a tattoo. I don't know what it is. I mean, nothing against, you know, but this one needs to. Anyway, Or that or long sleeve shirts. Anyway, so, but his son, Christopher, came out. Do you remember that? And he stood in front of a, it was called back then a boom box, just so you know that.
Right.
They don't have that today. They have like an iPod or something like that. And he just, he was maybe about 8, 12 inches in front of it. And he just stared at these two speakers as worship music, which I think was Vineyard. I think it was Vineyard Worship coming out.
Yeah.
You know, that was time of the Browns revival, and you know, Cooley was losing some of the Vineyard stuff in Vineyard, and he just stared at it
for hours.
He just stared. It was beautiful, and that's how I know that, you know, that's his destiny. You know, when he comes in the fullness of God, that's where he's going to be. He's going to be what we call slinging notes for the Lord. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so lyrics or some rhymes or I don't know. But that was powerful. That's how it started. It started and it rained on us as usual.
The entire time.
The entire time. And
sideways.
I remember
that was
this.
The next year.
I remember this. Yeah. No, I remember this, you know, that it was we were exhausted as usual. Didn't know what we were doing as usual. Mm-hmm. Trusting God in everything.
All right.
Yeah. You don't have faith. You don't even know the all right. And so we are, everybody finally goes to their tents and goes to sleep. And, we took all the silverware and threw it in this big bucket full of soap or something just to let it soak. And I sat back in this chair and it was like pitch black. You couldn't see nothing. I mean, the moon wasn't up. It was like no mercy for the environment. Mm. And so I'm laying back in this chair just going, what am I doing? You know, what's going on? I just kind of eyes about to shut. And I look down in darkness to my left on the ground, like down here. And in that darkness, I saw a darker darkness reaching up towards me like this. I mean, it was like, I'm in darkness. There's something darker is down here and it's reaching up towards me. Man, I just levitated, you know, like John's dream about the guy up in Jersey that was dead. And that was me. I was like 5 feet up in the air. I mean, luckily, everybody's in. The only person that saw that was God, and I'm sure he was laughing. And this darkness that was coming out, which was a raccoon. It was a huge raccoon, right? And so I come up there and flip these lights on to find out, you know, I'm running all over trying to find a flashlight. And I find out, man, these raccoons are all over our stuff. They're sticking their hands in there, picking up the forks and, like, you know, sticking their hands in the fork bucket with all those dishes. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, I thought roaches were bad. Raccoons are terrible.
Oh, they are.
That is so terrible. Ruthless. And so that's kind of how it all started, you know. And now Trail Life is how God brought that out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've prayed and we walked out the Malachi mandate. And it looked like it would. And all of a sudden you see... You know, who would know better than Boy Scouts who are Eagle Scouts that knows how to recapture the heart of America and teach us character and our boys character and these different life skills and leadership and Trail Life launch. Mm-hmm. And now you are, Steve, is
the man.
The man at the VFN Dream Center.
Allegedly.
And, of course, you know, Brett Holderbaum in Denver is the man there. And we're excited about what's happening in Texas, but all over different states.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that been going? As a matter of fact, we come back from this break. You got to hear more. If you've been looking for something to do, we were going to make a huge announcement, and this is it. And this is the answer. You have to understand that if we just continue to have our children sit in front of the television, sit in front of the computer, stare at their iPhones or Androids and expect a different society, we're only fooling ourselves. Mm-hmm. But what your boy really wants, he wants to live life. He wants an adventure. We're talking about Trail Life USA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we prayed for 10 years we walked out the Malachi mandate, you know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And anybody that knows us or knows me, you know that it was just, I was just driven to be able to deliver that. It ended with the earthquake in Haiti. And, because God spoke at that time. And then we prayed for maybe 5 years. Something of that nature, you know, in the prayer community, asking God to move. And then during that time of prayer, God did touch John Stenberger, John Seven, I believe his name is, and the whole other crew, and you know, brought in a short period of time to reality the Trail Life.
Mm-hmm.
And Trail Life is all about, you know, becoming a godly young man of character, and a leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And raising a standard in your life, and then helping other people to come along. Remember, this is the logo. So I'm like, like this or something.
Holding the standard.
The standard, and you're waving them on like this. Yeah. And that's if you summed up everything in God, I mean, that's, you know, loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. It's the same thing. And so, you know, we're walking in the beginning steps of this. And of course, at the VFN Dream Center, we started, which is going to be, you know, Troop FL 1998. And, you know, Steve is the troop master. He's the troop master. And, you know, what has it been? I mean, what did you see? You saw some young boys in their life and young men. But then when you first brought them into the whole, this is a great idea to do. Is that don't just go throw some, this is not a program. You know, this is a mandate by God for us to be able to raise our young boys and girls up as young men and women of character and leadership. And so, involve them in the process. Do you want this? Right. Yeah. And that's kind of what we did is like, hey guys, look at this, see what you think and come back and talk to us. And, you know, what did you find out from that experience?
I was absolutely amazed. It was just, hearing their response from it, it's like they were more excited and encouraged. It was just like they already were so caught up into it as soon as they encountered it. I mean, some of the things that we heard them say was just like, you know, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think about, you know, they had like some handbooks or something where it just kind of like breaks down everything that you can think of as far as character and not making and cooking. And it's probably like, I don't know, 100, 150, 200 pages long. And
well, you think about it, it's like it's a handbook for being able to do you know, just like the Boy Scouts has can you have that ready? I think that's the one that's ready, if you could check it out and make sure.
All right,
but to be able to show, but it's just a step-by-step process on walking on a journey, a fun journey of learning how to live life, you know, and how to. I was looking at some of the history with the public works programs for during the Depression with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And a lot of the men who fought in World War II said, I learned how to be a man by working and learning these techniques and these type of things. And a lot of other ones learn how to, and that wouldn't be it. It's a little short one there. I think it's about a minute long or something. But learn how to lead through the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. You know, so they learn how to do these different things. And a lot of leaders today that came through that. And that's what this is Trail Life. It's so like the uncompromising, you know, Christian version, unapologetically, you know, centered on Jesus Christ and the Word of God, and that it comes under ministries and under churches. And it's just so exciting, the bottom one there. And it's just so exciting to be able to see, you know, what is already beginning, because these guys got so excited. They read their books all the way through, and they weren't supposed to read it. Yeah, a couple pages, right?
In a matter of a week, because I asked them if they read like two or three pages, and they were like, yeah, I read the whole thing already. And it's just like, how often do you hear of a 12-year-old that reads 200 pages in a matter of a week?
Right, right.
And another
boys.
Yeah.
In this generation, right?
And another one came up to me, and he said, I thank God every day for Trail Life. And it's just like, if that does not just melt your heart, but it encourages you that much more, so like, it confirms this is God. This is so God that would actually, and the amazing thing was, I think about on one of their main websites, Trail Life shares that, you know, you've got the leadership of Trail Life that's been praying for those that are going to be in response. Then you have all these different, you know, groups of people coming together, specific churches across the nation, and they've been praying for the leadership, and they're like, no, we've been praying for you.
Yes.
And it's just like, it's such a merge.
Of course,
merge.
That's Pastor Kichara and James, her husband. They went to
training. Was it Houston? Or
no,
it Texas?
No. It was South Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Waco, Texas. And they got down there, and there was just maybe 1,000 people at this particular meeting, and they were just so excited to be able to come together. And then they found out there was already troops developing right there in their own neighbor, in their homeowners association. There was people that has this desire. Maybe you have a desire. You're thinking, you know, what can we do? And, you know, the founder of Chick-fil-A passed away, I believe it was this year recently. And he wrote a book. He said, it's easier to raise boys than it is to mend men. And with Trail Life, you can begin to raise the next generation. I mean, you look at the education system. They're trying to not all teachers, but the overall arching theme of the federal government right now is to raise our children in a way with the school system that's where fathers are irrelevant, gender is irrelevant, that you know, God is irrelevant, that family is optional, that life itself is optional. I mean, you don't even have to have the child.
Yeah.
You can't say God bless you in the classroom, but you can have an they will direct you where to get abortion. It's crazy the things that are going on in the school system. So now we keep on trying to force, some people, you see them trying to get the education system to switch. Why not just do what's been done for years in America, what was done originally in the Boy Scouts, which I think is still going today,
mm-hmm.
but through Trail Life. You know, Trail Life is a Christian alternative to that, where and it's just, it's happening, and it's like an answer to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more at traillifeusa.org.
Actually.com.
Mm-hmm. And go to VFNTV.com, click on the links, and you can find it. But also, that for those that are on the Gulf Coast, you might want to be able to get a hold of Steve. You can contact us at VFNTV.com, go to the contact area, and he can pass on some information. He has, you know, we have contact with troop leaders all over the United States, so we can actually hook you up to them. And maybe there's somebody in your area, there's a troop starting in your area, but this is the time. Today's the day. Believe it or not, you may think it's hopeless because you're looking at your boy, you know, just stuck on a video game or just stuck mm-hmm. on, a media and just can't get away with it. What it is he's depressed. He don't know. There's no, he doesn't see any hope, and he doesn't know about all of God's creation and all the adventures and all the things that are available for him out there and who he is possibly in God, who God's created him to be, you know, and to be a man. How can we keep on complaining about men not being men, but if we never taught them to be a man?
Right.
And so it's crazy. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, everything pushes against him even discovering his masculinity or being a man. And then we criticize, the church criticizes him when he marries this particular lady, saying, you're not being a man. It's like, well, you never demonstrated being a man.
Right.
And you never, taught how to do that. Now through Trail Life, we can all learn, mm-hmm. you know, and hopefully I'll learn. And, I don't know, maybe too late for us, but you know,
hopefully
he is like Captain America.
Yeah.
Now you can't think some of the kids call him Captain America. That's what I heard. Right?
I heard that.
So if you want Captain America to be your troop leader, troop master, that would be Steve. This is so exciting. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this video. And it's a little short video about it coming. We're going to show you that video for Trail Life USA right before the break. But we want to take a look at it now. And there's so much more available for you at traillifeusa.com. Take a look. Adventure, character, and leadership. Trail Life USA. It is an answer to a huge prayer. I want to encourage you right now. You know, maybe you've been looking at some of the studies and some of the books that just says things like, you know, where are the men in the church? You know, where are the men? Thank God for the women that are there, but where are the men?
Yeah.
You know, not where are the males, but where are the men? You know, where are the men in this church that are participating, that are, you know, functioning? And it just, the way church is done quite often, you know, men don't fit in that kind of paradigm. They fit in the biblical perspective of church, but the school format where you just show up and look straight ahead and, you know, get your lesson plans and sit up straight and that, and don't participate. I mean, that's not normally a typical male. It is becoming that way, but notice mm-hmm. what's the ramifications of that.
Right.
And so Trail Life, you can start this today. You can begin the process of starting this today in your church and your ministry. And we begin. If you need some help, you contact us at vfntv.com under contacts. But also you can contact Trail Life USA. I mean, they have everything available for you. They got a small volunteer staff, but thousands are coming on board. I believe every single state now has troops.
Mm-hmm.
And And there's just a whole bunch of people in the process of going through it. And it's just the first year. It's just the first year, which means there's hope. You know, just like Kathy said, you know, the founder of Chick-fil-A, he says it's easier to raise boys than to mend men. So if we begin to just speak into their lives and pour in their lives, and I remember this, and we got to go right into our topic. When I was in Denmark, and I was speaking at Denmark to Dets for Men, which is It's for Men. And I was talking about when I wasn't a believer, but I was going to church with my folks. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm dealing with God. I'll give you two of these for three of those. And if you'll do this, I'll do that. And how about this? And I said, you know, nobody's spoken in my life. I said, no. I mean, there was not a man that spoke in my life. I mean, all these men. I mean, there was people in the smoking section that came in. They were smoking, outside the door, the drinking section. No, that was in hiding. And so then nobody, I said, you know, where were you? So I got this whole bunch of Danish men, you know, in this unair-conditioned auditorium, and we're talking, where were you? Where were you? And this Danish guy stands up. He says, I'm right here, brother. You know, and the thing is that we need to be there for this generation.
Yeah.
And two reasons, most definitely why, three reasons why that we tend not to be there for someone. One is, probably the biggest one is, you know, the devil and other people whose mouth was controlled by the devil told you, don't go to Jerusalem. They told you, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, the enemies lied to you and said, who are you to speak in someone's life? You know, you never had anybody speak in your life. So how can you be there for someone else? It's like at some point, somebody's got to begin, you know, mm-hmm. worthiness to be able to do that. And God is the one that will take you and make you able to do that. Unless you're Captain America. And then, the second thing is, you know, self, that, you know, men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And to love this generation, we have to deny ourselves. We have to say, you know, I'm going to make less money, spend less time at where I'm making money to be able to spend my life on behalf of the next generation, which mm-hmm. we talked, Duck Sheets talked about making that covenant for the next generation. And then the last one, you know, is, I have to think about the last one because I can't remember what the last one was, but it's very, very important to it. I don't know if it's feeling worthy to do it, leaving your work to do it, and I don't know, finding value. I can't remember what it was, but just finding value in family again. Just finding, I mean, everything in America right now is going to tell you you're stupid, including even possibly the boy that you're actually speaking. Every man that tries to speak into a kid's life is a pedophile. Every man is paranoid because we went out there. This is not true, but every man, it was amazing how many men that came out there to help us in our 10 years worth of events, took the risk to go out there and speak in this life. But you watch every mindset of the society today. If a man shows any interest in a young girl or a young boy, the enemy twists it. And you know what that is? That's a lie of the enemy trying to snuff out any hope that your kid could have had. I mean, you're snuffing out any hope.
Right.
And let me tell you something, men will just go, you know, die. If that's what if that's any risk whatsoever, that's the accusation that's going to be put on this man, he's not going to have anything to do with him. What's happened? So you're guaranteeing that your child, even from your own husband, you're guaranteeing that he will have nothing to do with those kids. He'll just stay totally away from that. And you're guaranteeing that your children will not have that father connection with them. And so they'll desperately begin to seek it in all these other ways because you believe the lies of the enemy as if, you know, the fact that somebody's is female, they're righteous, right? The one that was aborting the child, you know, and it's just like that understand that that's what's being said today. And then they're saying, but the government can raise the children, right? That's what's being said. And the truth is, with all of our flaws and all of our inadequacies and all of our failures, we still have to, you know, raise this next generation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it. And understand this, that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He accuses day and night. And if somebody's held captive by them, by Satan, their mouth's going to be used. And so that's the reality. I mean, Paul was locked up, and Peter was locked up, and Silas was locked up, and Jesus was crucified, and James was hung, and Paul was beheaded. And I mean, come on, we got to love God enough to risk all the lies of the enemy in hopes that we can actually raise the next generation, because that's what the enemy hates. He does not want this next generation to be raised up. And so that's kind of the three things I think that the enemy is trying to stop men from doing it. But when you find out, when you're in your, you know, 60s and 70s, which you still can do that today, you'll find out that when you see these men later in their life and they see you and they say, thank you for speaking into my life. Thank you, you know, for being there for me. Thank you for putting me on the right course. And thank you for leading me to the Lord. There's nothing greater than that. That's just a great feeling when you see the gratitude and you see him married and you see his family and all that type of stuff. And so get involved today. And Trail Life has a way to be able to do background checks and all the leaders. So there is that kind of thing to be able to. Mm-hmm. It's an intense thing. It's very intense.
Right.
And but it's good because it keeps anything like that, you know, from happening there. But it's a great organization. Yeah. Just started. It's going to, you know, evolve into what it's going to be. It's kind of, you know, you get to stay within, you know, your church and how your expression, and nobody tells you how to do that. But it's Christ-centered, mm-hmm. and it's unapologetically Christ-centered. So, Trail Life USA.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.